What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Wish Upon a Crane is a fundraising initiative supporting the work of the Leukemia Foundation. Tomorrow morning, thousands of paper cranes are going to be sold to raise money for the cause. And along the way, the organisers are hoping to break a world record. To tell us exactly what's happening, I've got Chris Markajani on the line. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM. It's an interesting one. You're folding lots of paper cranes, and I'm just trying to get my head around this. How many paper cranes are you hoping to have tomorrow morning?
Okay, well, currently we've got around 25,000 so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're moving your way up. What do you need to break that world record?
Okay, so the record itself is actually the most paper cranes folded. So we're trying to fold the 100 paper cranes in the fastest time possible. And currently that record's about 98 minutes, so we're going to try and beat that.
Okay, and how many people get to be involved? So that's one person folding the cranes? Or?
That's correct, yeah. One person trying to fold 100 cranes as fast as they can. So, yeah, we've got around 8 or 9 people that we've chosen so far to be involved. But we... Yeah, we're welcoming other people to come along and try their hand at folding cranes as well.
Okay, and I believe that the idea of folding the paper cranes comes from a Japanese myth.
That's correct, okay. So basically, there's the myth of Sadako, who was a Japanese girl who was dying of leukemia, and she said the legend was if you fold 1,000 paper cranes, you get to grant the wish, and unfortunately, she passed away before that would happen. But we're trying to follow her footsteps and try and raise the money for the Leukemia Foundation at the same time.
Is this something that everyone can come along to? Because obviously you want to sell off these cranes and that's how the money's going to be raised. So people can come along and get involved tomorrow?
Absolutely. Look, we're welcoming anyone to come to Curtin University tomorrow from around 11 o'clock onwards. Anyone, bring the kids along as well. We're going to have games and, face painting and all that kind of stuff as well and some food. So, yeah, everyone's welcome to come for sure.
And I believe that you're trying to be environmentally friendly because each of the cranes is being made out of used paper.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the environment's copping a bit of a fair whack from people at the moment. So, yeah, all the paper cranes are all made of recycled or reused paper. And we've got primary schools and people in offices and people at Curtin University using that paper that would normally just get thrown out for this course.
So, I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity for kids to come along and are people going to be taught a little bit about making the paper cranes or they can just gather around and work out what's going on?
We'll have a little stall there and we'll be teaching people to make the cranes and they can make their own cranes while they're there and kids can obviously decorate the cranes and some of the stuff we'll have. But, yeah, it's definitely... and then, again, gold coin donation for strings of 10 or 20 or so cranes with all proceeds going straight to Leukemia Foundation.
I mean, it's an excellent project and I guess it's been a long time in the making. You've had a bunch of people getting together and organising this?
We've had primary schools from all over WA, basically. We've had people sending us boxes of paper cranes from as far away as Broome and Albany. So, yeah, it's been a pretty big task, but we're looking forward to having the event for sure.
Well, it's a good job you're doing and helping the Leukemia Foundation is just such an excellent cause. So we wish you well with that. Just once again, it's from 11 o'clock on at Curtin University. Any particular area at the uni that people need to go to?
Called the Sir Charles Court Promenade, but it's basically the main promenade in Curtin. There'll be signs all over the place tomorrow directing people. So, yeah, you won't miss it. You won't miss 20,000 paper cranes anyway.
Absolutely not. Well, Chris, thanks for spending a bit of time with us this morning. And highlighting what you're doing. We wish you all the best and love to hear how it all goes.
Cool, thanks so much for your help. Cheers.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.